Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been very busy in session, a lot of committee work going on, and I understand that you had a piece of legislation, actually a resolution, before the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Services Committee that was approved this week. What's this about, and how will this help Pennsylvania, especially rural areas like yours?
Well, this is a resolution calling for an in-depth assessment or study of the Commonwealth's emergency medical services system, and really to look at it on a statewide level. And also, I'm certainly concerned about rural implications. And what Resolution 315 calls for is the Legislative Budget and Finance Committee and the Joint State Government Commission to study the financial and administrative effectiveness of the state's EMS system. You know, we know that we have a lot of issues, and certainly here in rural Pennsylvania we have a lot of issues, but this emergency medical services system is so crucial for public safety purposes that I think it's important for us to take a comprehensive study of the issue, its effectiveness, and really out of the study to make recommendations to improve the system. So I'm looking forward to the final results, and hopefully the resolution will be voted on the House floor very soon.
Also in Harrisburg, the Health Committee has been taking some action that will help to deal with some of those hoops that the states are being forced to jump through as a result of Obamacare. And some of the things that the federal government's trying to force state governments to do don't sit well with everybody. And I understand there's some bills to trim this a little bit and make it fit better with the way states feel on different issues. What's going on here?
This is the first term that I've been on the Health Committee, and it's chaired by my good friend and colleague, Representative Matt Baker from Tioga County. And we've been very busy in looking at a number of pieces of legislation. And we did meet this week and consider a bill sponsored by Representative Donna Oberlander from Clarion, which deals with the health insurance exchanges. And as you stated, the exchanges are being set up as part of the federal health care law. And what this legislation does is provide for state legislation that would prevent any public dollars being used through a health insurance exchange to pay for an abortion procedure. And I think that this is the right thing to do. I do not think that public tax dollars or any public funds should be used to in any way subsidize any abortion. And I'm glad that we were able to pass this out of committee, and hopefully will be voted this week in the House of Representatives.
There's also been a lot of talk about an issue called prevailing wage in Harrisburg. I understand there's some legislation in the works, and hopefully if some changes are made to this prevailing wage law, it'll save taxpayers, especially at the local level, a little bit of money. What's going on here?
We've got a whole package of bills dealing with prevailing wage that are scheduled to be considered this coming week. One of those pieces of legislation would raise the threshold for prevailing wage from the current $25,000 to $185,000. Any public project right now that's over $25,000 is subject to prevailing wage. And what it really does is super inflate the cost of the project. And I think this is, you know, the right thing to do. It can save a lot of taxpayer dollars. And I hope that we can pass this very soon. Another bill that we're looking at is a change to prevailing wage as it deals with construction projects, defining exactly what is construction and what is maintenance. For example, under current administrative policy, if you go out and put 1 inch of blacktop down on a project, it's currently being classified as construction and triggering the prevailing wage and superinflating the cost of a project. I don't believe that that's construction. I believe that that's routine maintenance, and to go out and put an inch of blacktop down on the highway is maintenance. And we should not be subjecting that to prevailing wage. So that's something that we're trying to address in the legislation. And I think it's very common sense, and I think it goes a long way to saving tax dollars.
There's also been a lot of talk about the property tax rent rebate program. I know that deadline's coming up here at the end of the year. And I understand there may be some confusion because there's some people out there who are trying to solicit people to pay them money to fill out these forms. What's going on here?
Well, this is confusing senior citizens, and rightfully so. There's an out-of-state company that is sending out solicitation letters offering to help fill out these property tax rent rebate forms for a fee, and all you have to do is send back $39 and they'll help you fill it out. Well, I want to make sure to stress that senior citizens and their families do not need to pay a fee to fill out the property tax rent rebate. My district offices, my staff are here to help you do that free of charge. We'd be happy to help fill out those forms and even send them to Harrisburg for you. So please don't pay for any filing assistance and come into our office, and we'll be glad to help you with it.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.